it's very welcome news for many people who need the services of a neurologist, and that can include people who suffer from multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and epilepsy, for example. And there are waiting lists for routine appointments now of up to 4 years in the Northwest. Indeed, that has been the same situation in many other parts of the country as well. There is only one consultant neurologist in the Northwest at the moment based in Sligo Hospital. And the appointment of a second one, I believe, is very important in terms of addressing that waiting list. And I'm very glad to see that the HSE have now decided and agreed to appoint someone, and it is now just a matter of setting the start date for when the new appointee will actually take up the position.
As you've said, there's people waiting on neurologist lists for up to 4 years. Are two neurologists enough for the Northwest? Do we still need more?
I believe we still need more. I believe that the neurology service is still under-resourced. This is definitely an improvement. It's something that those who suffer from illnesses which require regular appointments with a neurologist have been fighting for a long time. But it won't solve all the problems. We still need to resource further neurology departments, and I believe we also definitely need more neurology consultants in the country, and indeed in the Northwest as well. But however, moving from one neurologist, consultant neurologist, to two is a definite improvement, and it should certainly help improve the waiting list. It's simply unacceptable that you would have people waiting for a first appointment with a neurologist for up to 4 years.